Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to my 16th episode of PHP Serverless News. AWS changes its free tier, serverless-ish AI platforms, Cloudflare how-tos, and private serverless. Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view. With an eye on overall trends, this is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Aircat and Luke Alia. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com episode 16. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I'm launching my new PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast this week. In my inaugural episode, I do talk about this show. I think it is worth a listen, just for some context of what I am doing with this podcast. This AWS announcement is a hard news story that directly pertains to PHP Serverless. AWS announced enhancements to their free tier effective July 15th. AWS is giving fresh new accounts $100 in AWS credits and giving fresh new accounts a further $100 in credits when they use services such as EC2, RDS, and Lambda. You can sign up for a free account plan, which ensures that you will not incur any charges until you upgrade to a paid plan. This free account plan expires after 6 months or when you exhaust your credits. And the always free tier is available in the new free tier program. On July 8th, DigitalOcean announced the Gradient AI, the unified AI cloud, which does not seem anywhere near related to PHP serverless, but I mention it because the description sounds serverless-ish. PHP's not mentioned, but then again, no programming language is mentioned. And I want to quote from the announcement. To truly unlock the value of AI, devs need more than just infrastructure. They need an integrated experience that spans the full dev lifecycle. That's why we're DigitalOcean, bringing together GPU infrastructure, intelligent agent development, and pre-built AI applications into one cohesive platform. Today, we're taking the next step in that journey with the introduction of DigitalOcean Gradient AI, with a trademark symbol, our unified AI cloud. It gives you everything you need to train, fine-tune, deploy, and scale AI workloads. Whether you're experimenting with foundation models, building intelligent agents, or deploying production workloads at scale, DigitalOcean Gradient AI is your end-to-end AI cloud. So I've got two items about Cloudflare. Cloudflare published a blog post about building a serverless app on their developer platform. It's a nice post that ties in Cloudflare workers, caching, database, and durable objects. The post is titled Serverless Stratosphere, a walkthrough building serverless applications on Cloudflare's developer platform. And I found a good independent blog post titled Cloudflare Containers, a deep dive into the future of edge computing, which I want to read the first part of. Cloudflare recently launched containers on public beta in June, marking a significant advancement in its workers platform. Containers allow devs to deploy standard Docker container images effortlessly onto Cloudflare's extensive global network, which covers over 330 cities. Unlike a traditional server-based container platform, Cloudflare containers run directly at the network edge, significantly reducing latency by bringing applications closer to user. In this blog post, we'll dive deep into Cloudflare containers, providing a clear step-by-step guide to getting started. I think it's a very good intro. Not PHP, mind you, but noteworthy nonetheless. Although this report is a couple of months old, I do want to mention Broadcom's Private Cloud Outlook 2025 report. This report states that private cloud now rated as a strategic equal to public cloud, driven by cost predictability, GenAI requirements, and trust in delivering on security and compliance needs. And also that 53% surveyed say private cloud is their top priority for deploying new workloads over the next 3 years, and that 84% use private cloud for both traditional enterprise apps and for modern cloud-native workloads. The report also says that 66 of respondents prefer to run container and Kubernetes-based applications on private cloud or on a mix of private and public clouds. I think of serverless as vendor platforms and technologies, but not as private until I saw this report. And when I saw Kubernetes, I said, I'm going to put this in my episode. Thank you for listening to my 16th episode of my PHP Serverless News. AWS changes its free tier, serverless-ish AI platforms, Cloudflare containers how-to example, and private serverless. My next episode is scheduled for next Tuesday, August 5th.
You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.